Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov, in for Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Coming up, a conversation about Iraq with the U.S. winding down the war effort there. But we start today with Europe on edge after attacks on embassies in Rome. Package bombs exploded today at the Swiss and Chilean embassies, injuring the two people who opened them. Rachel Donadio is Rome bureau chief for the New York Times. And Rachel, the mayor of Rome is calling this a wave of terrorism against embassies, something much more worrisome than a single attack. But what else are Italian officials saying about these attacks?
Italian officials think that maybe anarchists are responsible for these letter bombs, but we haven't heard much more than that. You know, in the past, Italian anarchists have sent letter bombs in Italy, and then, as you know, earlier this fall in Greece, there were some letter bombs sent to various embassies that were, sent by Greek anarchists, but there may be a connection between Italian and Greek anarchists that investigators are looking into right now.
What would that be? What kind of connection would that be?
Well, it would be that Italian anarchists who have a longer tradition of sending letter bombs might have trained Greek anarchists. We really don't know. I mean, the investigations are still in course, and people are very reluctant to speak about it while the investigations are still going on.
The attacks are being described as coordinated. What do officials mean by that?
Well, they mean that two embassies were targeted and letter bombs exploded there within a matter of hours, the Chilean embassy in Rome and before that the Swiss embassy in Rome. Another suspicious package was found in the Ukrainian embassy, but that turned out to be a false alarm.
And fill us in more on the details. What kind of packages were these?
We really don't know. We just know that they were packages. They were opened inside the embassies and they exploded, injuring the hands of the people who opened them. In one case, seriously, and in the case of the Swiss employee who opened the package seriously, and the Chilean person who opened the package is also injured, but I think less seriously.
Well, this seems obvious, but I would imagine all the embassies in Rome are ramping up security, right?
Yes, I believe that is definitely true. I spoke to someone at the U.S. Embassy here, who said that they weren't necessarily ramping up security because their security was already quite serious to begin with. I mean, I actually think what you find in a lot of embassies around the world is that they don't always have the same security precautions that maybe some of the U.S. embassies do.
You mentioned Greek and Italian anarchists and two bombs went out, one to the Chilean embassy and also to the Swiss embassy. But there was also a suspicious package found at the Ukrainian embassy in Rome. That turned out to be a false alarm. But is there any way to draw a line connecting these three embassies?
Well, first of all, I think we can exclude the Ukrainian one because that seems like a false alarm. As for Swiss and Chilean, what I'm reading on some of the Italian agencies is that there may be anarchists jailed in Switzerland, and perhaps there was another anarchist group in Chile that might be, it might be in the kind of solidarity, international anarchist solidarity. But again, until police confirm this, it's really very hypothetical.
Finally, Rachel, what about the timing? It's, of course, the Christmas season, and here in the U.S., we remember the failed Christmas Day attack last year, the so-called underwear bomber. Today's attacks must be raising anxiety in Rome, right?
That's for sure, but I mean, you have to be careful to separate different kinds of attacks. I mean, Italian anarchists like to stir up tensions and create a climate of instability. They have certainly succeeded in that. It comes at a time when there were big student demonstrations the other day that were quite peaceful, but last week there were some other demonstrations that got a little more violent. The government of Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi is in its weakest moment yet. He passed a confidence vote last week, but he still governs with a very thin majority. All of these things aren't specifically connected, but they all create a climate of uncertainty and certainly today tension in Rome.
And in October, the State Department cautioned American citizens about traveling to Europe, worrying about a possible attack.
More targeted in perhaps Germany, Northern Europe, and having to do with Al-Qaeda, I believe that, obviously any terrorist attacks or letter bombs are very worrisome, but you have to be careful to separate possible homegrown anarchists with, international Al-Qaeda organizations.
Rachel Donadio is the Rome bureau chief with the New York Times. She's speaking to us from Rome. Rachel, thank you.
Thank you.